On a Monday, it's the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. There's been a lot of activity at the Capitol as the legislative session wraps up, and our Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson is all over it. He'll give us a heads up. But first, let's take a moment for our WPR Winter Member Drive that is on track for a strong finish this Monday. I'm here with Michael Arnold. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we don't have much longer to ask for your support.
No.
Listener support is the biggest source of funding for the programs you love, and that's why your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
It is the last day of the member drive. People are coming out of the woodwork to support the radio station. We're waiting for you. Last hour, we heard from 12 people supporting the station. Thanks to everyone who gave. Our goal this hour is 25 gifts. These goals are set up to make sure that WPR has the money to pay for the programs you rely on.
So let's meet this goal. It happens one gift at a time. Let's start with yours on this final day of the drive at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So what does public radio mean anyway? Well, public radio means listener-supported radio.
And we do appreciate business contributions. We appreciate tax dollar support, but it is listener support that is the largest source of funding for WPR programs. Your contribution right now, any amount, really matters at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Last day of the member drive. It's time for you to make your pledge. And thanks so much for being a listener. And thanks to everyone who's already a member. It's listener support, your support, that makes WPR an unparalleled resource in Wisconsin and beyond.
Because WPR is your radio home, your true north, support it now. Make the news, the discussions, all that music possible with your first ever gift of $10 or $20 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This drive, donate any amount and you'll have five chances to win $500 for your next travel experience. No contributions necessary. You can just send us a postcard with your name, address, email, and phone to WPR Travel Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Better yet, you're automatically entered when you make a donation of any amount. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Michael Arnold. It is your support during this winter member drive that makes the WPR programs you rely on possible each day. And your gift right now of $10 or $20 a month, whatever it is, that is the right amount.
And it's the last day of the member drive. We'd like to end on the right foot, I guess. Is
right.
That what we want to do?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with a few minutes of your time. All we need is your name, your contact information, and how much you'd like to give and how much you'd like to pay.
Your gift supports the stories and programs, all of the conversations that you hear, keeping you connected to the world, connected to Wisconsin. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have about 50 minutes left in this hour. We're looking for 23 more people to join in. You make WPR possible with your gift. Make a pledge on the last day of the member drive right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And as an added bonus for supporting programs you love, you'll have five chances to win that $500 travel agency gift card. No contribution necessary. We have all the details at WPR.org/drawing, and you're automatically entered when you give any amount right now on this last day of the drive, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And sustainers making ongoing gifts, you're automatically entered.
Are you somebody who sometimes forgets the last time you pledged to WPR?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you should become a sustainer. It's a great way to set up monthly donations from your bank account or credit card. You never forget to support Wisconsin Public Radio. You can do that online at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You'll provide ongoing current support for the programs you love, and you'll get automatically automatically entered in all the drawings we have during member drives.
We had heard from Evan in Madison. WPR's excellent programming educates and entertains me every day, Evan says. The intelligence and goodwill of the hosts and the guests and the callers restores my faith in society. Evan, thank you so much for being a part of the conversation. You can join Evan. Your gift is powerful. It really makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you for your support. Right now, it is the State Capitol Report. The Assembly completed its work for the year last week. The Senate plans to convene one day next month. And in the final hours, the Assembly pushed a whole lot through: a farm aid package, food labeling bills, mandatory cursive bill, state patrol raises, a body camera bill, a lot more. Other bills are awaiting action by Governor Evers. That includes the income tax cut and the tough on crime bills. So what legislation have you been tracking? What do you want the governor to sign or veto? The state cap conversation is right here, 800-642-1234. And Sean Johnson is Wisconsin Public Radio's State Capitol Bureau Chief and a co-host of the WPR Politics Podcast. Sean, welcome back.
Good morning.
So you've covered the Capitol for years and years. Was this session compressed? Is it atypical from previous sessions, or was it normal for a presidential election year?
It's always at the end of session, always busy. Whenever they decide the end is, that's when it gets very packed, the Assembly calendar, the Senate calendar. I mean, they have decided that the end is earlier and earlier over the years. This is kind of a short Assembly session compared to, you know, previous
decades. Was it 19
decades.
Floor days about?
I don't know the exact number, but okay. I mean, when you're talking about adjourning for the year in, you know, mid-February, that is definitely earlier than we were talking about a decade or so ago. But whenever they decide the end is, that's when it gets busy. And so the Assembly decided they were going to wrap up last week. And so you had all these bills that they had lined up. If they have a chance to become law, they got to pass the Assembly, and that's what happens.
So what is on the governor's desk now?
There's a lot on the governor's desk right now. I mean, I think some of the big stuff that we've been watching, one of them that was really just introduced formally last week, about, you know, a week ago today, was this Republican tax cut that we've been hearing about for a while. So we got the details of it. Is a $392 million proposal overall in the upcoming budget. $248 million of that would go toward an income tax cut. Another $45 million of that would go toward an ongoing personal property tax cut for manufacturers. And then you'd have a one-time $100 million buy-down of state debt. So those are the components of the Republican tax cut plan. It passed the Senate, passed the Assembly. Had a couple Democrats who joined all Republicans in supporting it in the Assembly, and now that heads to the governor's desk, and we don't know what he's going to do with it. Actually, he said some critical things about it. It's definitely not what he wanted to do with a windfall or a projected windfall of state money.
Yeah.
But he hasn't said firmly what he's going to do with this plan.
So the state tax revenue came in higher than anticipated from estimates last month, and Governor Evers and Republicans disagree on how to spend it. But there is some overlap in setting aside money for the future. So here's Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Governor Evers on our show in recent weeks, both responding to the surplus.
The other money should definitely be either used to reduce debt or used to be able to go back to the taxpayers. We are not going to expand the size of government, as many of my Democratic friends have talked about, with this one-time money.
Our plan is to do two things: increase funding for our schools and reduce property taxes. And frankly, we can do both. Actually, we want to get the schools of the state to two-thirds funding, which is something the Republicans had as a goal last time around when we did a budget.
So you hear two different courses to go with this money. Will Governor Evers ultimately veto the Republican proposal?
It's, you know, all he has done is kind of give us hints at this point. He says that, like last week, he tweeted that there's still time to do the right thing. And he's talking about his plan. And his plan was a $250 million education plan. A lot of the money that would go into classrooms for education would go toward mental health services and special education. But $130 million of his total plan actually goes toward a property tax reduction. And that's where you get the two-thirds state funding as part of that state aid formula. So that's his proposal. It never was given consideration in the legislature. Republican lawmakers have said, you know, they just weren't going to do it at the end of session, that they had been talking for a while about a tax cut and they weren't going to shift gears and talk about a K-12 payment here. That, you know, that's the kind of thing they say that the governor can introduce in his next budget. So if he does veto this tax plan from Assembly Republicans, that money's just going to be there. It's just going to sit there and it will be available for the next budget. It's one possible outcome of what happens here. They don't agree and the money just sits there.
Farm bankruptcy rates increased by 20% last year. Wisconsin led the nation in farm bankruptcies. Democrats and Republicans both put forth legislation. How are lawmakers addressing the farm crisis?
This is one of those issues that ended up having a pretty big bipartisan show of support here at the end. And it's not exactly what the governor had called for in this. He called a special session on agriculture as part of his State of the State address. A lot of the bills that he introduced in that were kind of set aside. You know, he wanted to hire 20 county-based agricultural experts that would be what we used to call extension agents, I guess, at the University of Wisconsin Extension. He had bills aimed specifically at small farmers. Those didn't make it the cut, but some of his other proposals did that would set aside money for dairy processor grants and require the state's economic development agency to, I guess, work toward dairy exports. Republicans mixed those with a tax credit for health insurance and also a tax credit to reduce property taxes. So that's
for farmers.
For farmers. And those are both headed to the Senate now.
It is a roundup of state politics news. It's a whirlwind with WPR State Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson as our guide. What are your thoughts on the state Supreme Court matchup for the general election on April 7th? We're at 800-642-1234. We'll get to that ahead here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, it is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent, and in a moment, we'll look at the April general election for the state Supreme Court race with the contest between incumbent Supreme Court Justice Daniel Kelly and Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jill Karofsky. But first, we're looking for a strong finish on our winter member drive at WPR. I'm here with Michael Arnold. Good morning.
Morning.
Your support, so important on this last day of the drive. It powers the programs that keep you in the know and entertained.
And that's how WPR works. The people who use it are the largest source of funding for it. You've been meaning to give, so do now on the last day of the drive at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
40 minutes left this hour. We are looking for 18 more people, 18 more people to join in on this last day. Make your gift to support the programs you enjoy, programs you rely on every day.
It's the last day of the drive. You've been waiting until the last minute. Well, we're moving into the last minute, so make your pledge now. WPR programs are listener supported. That means that your donation right now makes a huge difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
On this program, you hear policymakers and politicos answer questions on a wide variety of state, national, and international topics.
And on Mondays, during the State Capitol Report with Sean Johnson, we cover legislative sessions, state elections, state budget issues, the state Supreme Court, and more. And on Fridays, we have fun exploring all our state has to offer with Wisconsin Weekend.
Covering a lot of ground here every week. You're part of that mix as a listener, as a caller, as a contributor. Support this valuable source of information and access to great guests with your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You can determine whether this is a good fundraiser or a great fundraiser. It's the last day of the member drive. Make your donation even easier when you become a sustainer. Choose an amount that's right for you, say $10 or $20 a month, and have it charged from your bank account or credit card.
And when you're a sustainer, your monthly gift will continue year after year, so your support is always current. You're on top of it. Start your ongoing monthly gifts right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It is a powerful way to support the WPR programs you love.
This drive, we're offering a special thank you gift, the all-new WPR knit hat. We asked a few people, where will you wear your new hat?
I would wear it on the bike path to protect my poor ears.
When I go run errands on the weekends, just about everywhere.
I'll wear it outside when it's cold. I'll wear it inside when I want to feel cool. I love it.
Ask for your WPR knit hat when you give $20 a month or more right now. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on each day. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. I'm here with Michael Arnold. It's your support today, right now, of Wisconsin Public Radio that keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong, alive and well. Whether your contribution is $10 a month, whether it's $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
And today is the last day of our winter member drive. I keep saying membership drive.
That's all right.
It ends at 7 o'clock tonight. It's the last day of the member drive.
Oh,
if I'm singing, that means it's the last day of the drive. Your financial support during this hour is so important to help the drive end successfully.
Your gift is a big part of what makes the morning show and all the programs you rely on possible. So take action right now. Make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have about 25 minutes to, or 35 minutes to go, actually, and we need 18 pledges and 18 donors, and we know we can do it. It's the last day of the drive. You've been waiting until the final minutes. Well, it's the final minutes. Now's the time to make WPR possible by giving at WPR.org. Go there and click on Pledge Now, or you can call us at 888-202-2552.
You can support the programs you value, and you show off your WPR pride when you ask for the knit hat USA made right here in Wisconsin. Give $20 a month or more right now on this last day at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your gift is so powerful. It really makes the difference. It's the last day of the member drive. Make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks.
Right now, we're in the thick of our state capitol report with analysis on the state Supreme Court race in April's general election. Who do you want on the bench for a 10-year term? Is it incumbent Justice Daniel Kelly or Dane County Circuit Judge Jill Karofsky? What do you think of their campaign messages? Are you concerned about partisan politics in Wisconsin's high court? Conversation is right here, 800-642-1234. Again, join us, 800-642-1234. WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson stays with us. Sean, about 700,000 votes were cast for the state Supreme Court race in the primary. The three-way race went down to a two-way race for the general with Marquette Law Professor Ed Filone eliminated. What do you make of the turnout?
I think the turnout was probably driven in large part by a competitive Republican primary in the 7th Congressional District. That'd be my takeaway. It was a larger turnout than usual for a February primary, but still really low. I mean, when you look at it, 15% or so. If you were to compare that to a gubernatorial election, that which would normally be 50 to 60%. Presidential election would be up north of 70% turnout. So this is a low turnout election. But for a February nonpartisan primary, it was a larger number of people turn out to vote than we've seen, and I think probably driven by that 7th Congressional District primary.
Judge Jill Karofsky has been calling incumbent Justice Daniel Kelly corrupt, and Kelly has vehemently denied and called the disgusting slander against him. What is Karofsky alleging there?
She's saying that when a case comes before the court that has a Republican interest to it, that that Justice Kelly will always rule in favor of the Republican interest. So, I mean, that's the connection that she seems to be making as to why he's corrupt. When I, you know, hearing her interviewed on the morning show, that's kind of the connection that she drew. You've heard Justice Kelly in a recent debate push back on that quite a bit, calling it slander, you know, disgusting. It really got heated between them at a recent debate. And they are the two candidates who have now emerged and just show no signs of backing away from those messages. So I think this is going to be a pretty heated election. We say that about every election, probably, right? But it just does feel like between these two candidates and their messages, it's going to be a pretty intense election for an officially nonpartisan race.
And the general election will be on April 7th, the same day as Wisconsin's presidential primary. How might that affect the outcome?
It kind of depends on what happens in all these early states, I think. You know, what happens on Super Tuesday? What happens in all these other presidential primaries? Does Wisconsin still have a competitive Democratic primary on April 7th, or is it kind of an afterthought by that point? Do we know who the nominee is at that point? If it's a competitive Democratic primary on April 7th, that's going to get Democratic voters out to the polls, and they are going to know, because the party's going to tell them, while you're there, also vote for Jill Karofsky. I mean, the parties are very involved in this race compared to where they've been in the past. If it's not a competitive presidential primary, then you're looking at a more typical spring election where, I mean, Republicans have done well. They have a 5-2 conservative edge on the state Supreme Court. And those have been very close races, by the way. And so then it's kind of anyone's guess how this thing's going to turn out.
What is on the line for the ideological makeup of the high court in this election?
Yeah, I mean, this race will not flip the ideological balance of the court because you have a 5-2 conservative edge. Justice Kelly is part of that conservative edge. You know, if he wins, Republicans hang on to that 5-2 conservative edge. If he loses, Democrats get to chip away at that edge, make it a 4-3 conservative majority, and hope that someday, you know, the next Supreme Court election, they can get a majority themselves. But it's been since 2008 that Republicans have had, I say Republicans, but I mean conservatives on that court have had that conservative edge. And that let them uphold any number of Walker-era initiatives, from Act 10 to voter ID, you name it.
What will you be looking for as they're out on the campaign trail headed into April?
I guess how they tie their messages about the court to political themes. You know, how they attach themselves to political campaigns and let people know, let Democrats and Republicans know, that they are the candidate for them. You know, these judicial races have become more and more just transparently political, and this one seems like it's getting going there in ways that others haven't before.
WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson is our guide as we look at all of the political news. He's explaining bills and where they stand. The Assembly passed a bill to change the legal age to buy tobacco and vaping products to 21. Should Wisconsin align with the federal mandate? The Assembly also passed a bill to deal with PFAS pollution in drinking water. It would require the UW to study PFAS and the DNR to create emergency rules. How do you want the Senate to vote? Let's talk after a news update on the Ideas Network. It's the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. As the legislature wraps up its work, we're getting briefed on where bills stand with the help of our own Sean Johnson as our guide. But first, let's drop in on our winter member drive here at WPR for an update. I'm here with Michael Arnold. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your contribution keeps this program and WPR going strong. $10 a month, $100 a month. Every gift right now on this last day of the drive, any amount, makes a big difference because the largest share of the funding for WPR programs comes from people like you. So donate now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I love the last day of the member drive, Kate. And I'll tell you why. Because I like to put things off until the last minute. It's fun. It's exciting. There's a thrill to it. And so I'm talking to my people today in asking you to make your pledge. We only have about, 25 minutes to go. And we need 13 people to make a pledge. So please make your pledge now. Thank you if you've already given.
And if you haven't, give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your gift funds the programs you enjoy.
And just two words. Well, I don't know if it's really words. I guess it's two names. Sean Johnson is the reason why you should pledge right now. He's here every Monday giving you the latest on what's happening at the Capitol. We would not be able to have Sean and Laurel White working at the Capitol if it wasn't for your support. That's why you're supporting the station. Listener support drives are reporting here at WPR. So make your pledge right now in support of the conversations you can count on the morning show.
WPR is listener supported, and that means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It makes the many topics that you join us for every day possible. Choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
You ever have buyer's remorse? You buy something and you go, oh man, that's horrible. Well, every now and then, you actually get more than you pay for when you buy something or you invest in something. WPR is one of those places where that's true every day. Consider a gift of $2 a day to support the radio programs you love.
And it's hard to buy much for $2, but at Wisconsin Public Radio, $2 a day makes a lot of the news and the talk and the music possible. It works out to $60 a month. You can make that gift on this last day of the drive at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You have a lot of bills in your monthly budget that are out of your control.
We've seen a recent increase in our childcare costs as my daughter is currently going to a preschool.
Yes, my newspaper subscription just went up.
If you've looked at my electric bill lately, it has gone up substantially.
Unlike the other things you pay for, you're always in control of your sustaining membership. During this pledge drive, we ask our sustainers to consider an increase to your monthly gift. How about $5 a month? It'll go a long way to pay for the WPR programs you rely on day in and day out. Thank you for your ongoing support.
Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. I'm here with Michael Arnold. It is listener support that is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on. And that's why your support during this winter member drive is so important. Maybe your gift on this last day is $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you end up choosing, that is the right amount.
And you've made the decision to listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. You tune in every day. Now's the time to support that service. Make the decision to support WPR financially on this last day of the member drive. It's as simple as that. We're listener supported, and that means your support is crucial at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
22 minutes left and change for this hour. We're looking for a baker's dozen, Michael.
Yeah.
13 more people to join in. You and your coworkers, you and your friends, you make WPR possible when you give on this last day. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's a great time to make a pledge, and as an added bonus for supporting the programs you love, you'll have five chances to win a $500 travel agency gift card. Make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your gift is powerful. It really makes a difference right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you so much for your support. Right now, as we do on Mondays, we get caught up on legislation moving through the Capitol. And my goodness, there's a lot of it. Numerous high-profile bills hang in the balance after the Assembly completed its work for the year last week. Bills like cutting income taxes by $250 million, allowing bars to be open till 4 a.m. during the Democratic National Convention, banning vaping for anyone under age 21, all await in action in the Senate. What do you think of a bill mandating schools teach cursive? What about mandating the teaching of the Holocaust? The bills are headed to the Senate. Our conversation is right here, 800-642-1234. Again, that's 800-642-1234. WPR State Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson is our guide. Before we go further, let's take a call now. Nate is joining us from Milwaukee. Hi, Nate.
Hi, and good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. I was going to just mention two observations I had. One, with the state Supreme Court race is that if most of Ed Flone's votes go to Jill Karofsky, it'll look like a close race if you think the general is going to look like the primary did. The other is that before he was appointed, Judge Kelly was actually one of the lawyers defending the gerrymandering in Wisconsin. So an interesting question, because politics can come up would be, would he recuse himself from any redistricting case related to Wisconsin's maps?
Well, Nate, thanks so much for those questions. Sean, can you tackle the latter on recusals?
Yeah, on recusals. I haven't heard Justice Kelly say that he would recuse himself from redistricting case. The case that Nate is referring to there, because we had a couple redistricting lawsuits in Wisconsin. The one that made it all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court dealt with the question of whether redistricting can, you know, get too partisan, essentially, to where you violate the constitutional rights of the party not in power. That's not the case that Justice Kelly was handling. It was when he was an attorney in 2012, a private lawyer. He handled the initial challenge of Wisconsin's maps on traditional redistricting grounds. And he has not said that he's going to recuse based on that. But, you know, I'm sure they'll both be asked about it. The other thing Nate mentioned there about it being really split, I do kind of look at it like that. You know, Kurofsky plus Fallone, how did that compare to Daniel Kelly? If you split up the vote that way, you're looking at 50.1% to 49.9% of the vote. So that is a closely divided electorate in Wisconsin.
Well, let's look at the legislation now that you're seeing at the Capitol. One of those pieces is this keeping bars open until 4 a.m. during the DNC, the Democratic National Convention in July. That faces a challenge in the Senate. What do you know there?
In the Senate last week, there was an attempt by Democrats to force a vote on this. And so that got Republican senators who we've heard that they have concerns about it. We got to hear what some of those concerns were. I think the most outspoken Republican against this bill was a Racine Republican, Van Wongard, a retired police officer of 30 years. He said it would be unconscionable to support a bill that would let bars stay open later. He says if people are able to stay open or stay out later to drink, people will be driving drunker. So he sounds like a no on this bill. Another Republican spoke out against it, Dale Coinga of Brookfield. He said, you know, the world's not going to end if we don't do this. People can still drink at breweries. And that is true because they don't have a closing hour under Wisconsin law. Breweries can stay open late. And he actually named a bunch of breweries in Milwaukee, the Milwaukee area, where people would be able to drink later. So we'll see what happens. I mean, the assembly did put in some. They increased a charge that people that drunk drivers pay in Wisconsin to somewhat address that. The original bill or the initial bill was a statewide 4 a.m. drinking hour during the Democratic National Convention.
And now it's like 14 counties?
14 counties more in southeast Wisconsin. And municipalities would have to opt in. So they'd have to want to do it, basically. And it's now in the hands of the Senate. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald said, on this one, maybe they'll work with Democrats to get the votes, which is not typically how the legislature works. The majority party kind of does what it wants. But if the majority party doesn't have the votes to pass it by itself, it might be one that Fitzgerald brings to the floor and lets Democrats help support it.
Another bill headed to the Senate is raising the legal age to purchase tobacco and vaping products from 18 to 21, matching the federal law. What will happen there, do you think?
This is a question mark. We don't know. I mean, Senator Fitzgerald said that he has some members who are interested in this or are talking to him about it. It's not a priority of the Senate. I would characterize his answer on what happens to this bill as vague. You know, you'll have to watch what happens in the Senate. Just not sure where they're at. You know, this is something that has been spurred by an increase in, you know, young people using tobacco, which had been on the decline previously.
Talking with Sean Johnson, WPR State Capitol Bureau Chief. We're talking about what's happening in the Capitol, tracing the path of these bills as the legislative session wraps up. Let's go to the phones now. Chris is with us from Racine this morning. Hi, Chris.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I do have an opinion on teaching cursive. I work with a lot of young people, ages 9 to 17, and none of them can write their names. And it takes them, they laboriously print out some of it. Most of them end up just doing their initials. We're going to have, that is a serious thing if you can't even write your name. And I would like people to be able to read the Declaration of Independence, and you can't do that if you don't read cursive. And also the vaping, I see a vast majority of the young teens that I have coming, interact with, are vaping, and we know that there's been serious health risks with that, and that is serious.
We have to pause there. Chris, thank you for your insights on this legislation. Let's look first at cursive, mandating cursive writing be taught in elementary schools. What do you know about that bill?
I know that it passed easily in the state assembly, and the same with a requirement about teaching on the Holocaust. These are ideas that passed easily in the assembly. That's not to say that they will pass easily in the Senate. I just don't know. The trick with these is you'll have often some school groups who say, look, we support these ideas in concept. We don't support a mandate saying that what we have to do in the curriculum. And so that's kind of the hang up that could stop something, anything like this, from becoming law. Even if people support it in idea, sometimes they won't support the mandate.
Chris, thanks. The PFAS contamination bill came through the assembly very early Friday morning, just moments before the assembly adjourned for the year. We saw Representative John Nygren of Marinette, who said the bill's opponents used scare tactics to frighten people into thinking the proposal would cost jobs. What wound up passing?
Okay, so I believe what happened is that Nygren attached an amendment to a bill kind of in the wee hours of the morning there that would require the DNR to promulgate emergency rules to create framework for certifying labs to test for PFAS, as well as test for contaminants in municipal water systems and private wells. The DNR would also need to request additional funds to address PFAS in the next budget, but it doesn't have benchmarks for the DNR to hit certain standards in water. And I think anytime you're talking about this issue in particular, the more aggressive the regulations, the more difficult path they're going to face in this legislature and the Republican Senate in particular. I mean, when you're talking about adding a bill kind of to the agenda at the very last minute of the assembly session, it tells you that they weren't able to reach a larger agreement until then. So, again, watch that one in the Senate.
So there were competing measures to prevent a future backlog of testing sexual assault kits. Attorney General Josh Call said the bill that passed the assembly would create unfounded mandates and require reporting on information that would erode victim privacy. What happened there with those competing bills?
You had one bill that passed the Senate that was kind of a straightforward bill that set new state standards for processing sexual assault kits. The idea being prevent a backlog of those kits in the future. So that passed overwhelmingly. It had kind of broad bipartisan support in the state assembly, but it did not get a vote in the assembly. The bill that they passed included initiatives on reporting people to U.S. immigration officials and another provision on offering, I guess, free tuition to a voucher school for victims of sexual assault. You're talking about voucher schools and you're talking about immigration. Those are very, I mean, if you want to throw a topic into the legislature and see the parties kind of fight it out, very partisan issues, those are among the top of the list. And so that bill passed the assembly, but Senator Fitzgerald said he doesn't think it's going to come up in the Senate, which means they both passed different bills and nothing will become law on this topic this year.
Let's squeeze in a call. Bill in River Falls. Hi, Bill.
Hi, good morning. Just a quick question. My assembly representative, Shannon Zimmerman, out here in Hudson, I know he had a hearing or maybe proposed a bill about data privacy, kind of modeled after California's law or Europe's law, where you have the right to be forgotten. Was there anything done on that? Did it move forward? It sounded like it was in a preliminary discussion, so I'm not even sure it got a hearing, but I think that's a very important issue, and commend Shannon for at least bringing it forward.
Bill, thank you for the call.
Hey, hey, Bill. I was trying to look that up on my phone when I saw that you were calling in about it. I don't know that passed the assembly. I don't believe it did, but there was a very long calendar, so it's possible I missed it. I feel like that's the kind of thing I would have heard about. I know our colleague Rich Kramer did a story about those bills when Representative Zimmerman introduced them. I just don't know that they become, that they're advancing this year.
Bill, thanks. And Sean, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Sean Johnson is WPR's State Capitol Bureau Chief. I'm Kate Archer Kent. This is the State Capitol Report on the Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network. It is the Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. And now let's head over to the last day of our Wisconsin Public Radio member drive. I'm here with Michael Arnold. Good morning.
Hi.
This is, like I said, the last day.
It is.
The final day of our drive. Listener donations are the largest source of funding for WPR programs. If you've been meaning to give and you've been hearing this message, now is the time because the drive ends at 7. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
We have about 5 minutes to go, and we just need two more people to join in to meet the goal for this hour. If you're somebody who likes to put things off until the last minute because it's fun to come rolling in and help save the day, now's the time to save the day for WPR. When you give, you fund the Morning Show and all the other programs you count on. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, it's Monday when you hear the State Capitol Report. You get up to speed as you start the week with what is happening at the Capitol, what your lawmakers are working on, tracking bills, what could happen to them, what could not happen to them. If you appreciate this kind of update, this kind of service where your thoughts are at the table as well, these are the kinds of conversations that you count on from the Morning Show.
Your support funds our Capitol Bureau here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Sean Johnson and Laurel White, WPR is listener supported. That means your donation goes directly into the reporting that you hear on this station. So make a pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It makes the many topics you tune in for every day possible. Choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
And get the brand new stylish WPR hat. It's a hat. It's a knit hat. USA made
hipster,
right here.
Hipster hat.
Hipster hat made right here in Wisconsin. Support the programs you value. Show off your WPR pride wherever you go. It starts with your gift of $20 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
My name is Silke Schmidt. I am originally from Germany, and we've lived in Madison since January 2012. For me, radio is really a way to get information. In general, I just really enjoy the variety. I feel like, especially if you're a newcomer to Wisconsin, listening to WPR is just a really good way to be introduced to the state.
Make your contribution today because listener support makes Wisconsin Public Radio possible. Give now at WPR.org and click donate.
Or 888-202-2552 to make your donation on this last day. I'm Kate Archer Kent here with Michael Arnold. Your support during this winter member drive makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
And we want to improve your Monday. There's no better way than starting a Monday doing something that really supports something that you support. So the day is young. You can start your Monday off right. Make a difference. We're just two pledges away from meeting the goal. We can do it, but we need your support now. It will make you feel good. You will have a spring in your step. You will have a song in your heart. Donate to Wisconsin Public Radio right now at WPR.org and click on donate or call 888-202-2552. It will make your day and you'll have a great start.
Oh, I love it. It's kind of like poetry. Think about when you first discovered Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe a friend recommended the news, the music, the discussions on the Ideas Network, or the weekend programs that make you laugh. Maybe you just dropped in and found us. However you first found WPR, now you're hooked.
And whether it's been years or just a few months or maybe a few days since you found this radio station, your contribution of, say, $10 a month or $120 supports the quality program that you've valued since the first time you listened. So be a part of making WPR possible. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
All right, we're down to the last few minutes this hour. We're looking for two more people to join in, you and your colleague, you and your friend. You make WPR. WPR possible when you give on this last day, last hours of the drive, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You've been meaning to do it. You've been waiting for that exciting moment to do it. Well, now is the time. It's the last day of the drive. We are just two pledges away. You can get us there. You can bring it home. And you can also get a great knit hat, USA made right here in Wisconsin. That's $20 a month or more. No matter what you pledge, the important thing is to do it now. Final minutes of this hour. You can help us meet the goal at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Start your day off right and make that pledge now.
Carla in Chippewa Falls listens every day, loves the ideas, network talk shows, all the great news. WPR feels like a community of interesting friends. Carla, thank you so much for being part of this community at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks.